And then you went where? Next port of call was where?
Well, what is now Sri Lanka, Colombo. Colombo, yes, Colombo.
Before you got to Colombo, it was just training on the ship, was it? Just
We couldn't do much training. Did a little bit of practicing the signals with the flag and without the flag.
Mm-hmm. And did anything exciting happen on the way to Colombo?
No. The equator.
You had the crossing of the line ceremony, did you?
Yes, that's right.
What did they do then?
It was a case of everybody getting or being dipped in the water that they had in canvas.
Tank.
The only thing that I can remember that mostly was a doctor. It was he slipped as he was about to dive in the water and fell on his head and was killed.
Goodness. What about, did you hear anything about any enemy ships in the vicinity?
Yes, well, it came over. We got it over the wireless that the Emden had been destroyed.
Had been sighted where?
It was the Sydney, the Australian warships that came racing back, I remember, right through our lines. And the next thing we knew, they'd scuttled the Emden.
The Sydney was one of your convoy? Escorting warships?
Yes.
That went after the Emden?
Sydney that destroyed the Emden.
And did that come? The Sydney come back to you before you got to Colombo?
Yes.
Or did you meet up with her in Colombo?
No, she came back. She came back. I remember she came back. And
did she have any wounded on board or any survivors?
Yes, the survivors. They had the survivors on board, and the next port of call, they were put. We had some of them. We had about a dozen of them, and the others were put on the Athenic. That's where the officers were. They had to be with the officers.
Mm-hmm.